Hi, welcome to the Co-Management Blastoff series. Today we're going to be talking about enabling co-management with Azure Active Directory. I'm Adam Harber, Product Marketing Manager.
I'm Sandeep Dio. I'm Program Manager for Devices in Azure AD.
Now let's level set for a minute on the context of identity. So identity and access management is all about connecting users, resources, and devices. So devices are really a key component of identity because it's how users can access their resources. Now, if we think about the historical context of how devices would be managed through identity, it's probably IT has devices domain joined to your on-prem Active Directory. And this is driving the benefits of being able to manage from a central location. And then the users could log into these devices with their Active Directory credentials, right? But then comes digital transformation. And the growth of all of these connected endpoints really necessitated cloud management,
yep,
unlocking security benefits, productivity benefits, and scalability benefits. So if we think about the device context of this, this would be co-management with Configuration Manager and Intune. In the broader context of identity, we have Azure Active Directory. That's our cloud identity solution. And we have that working seamlessly and synchronizing identity with your on-prem Active Directory to have a common identity across hybrid identity solutions. So when we talk about hybrid today, that's exactly what we mean. So specifically with devices and Azure Active Directory, why don't we talk a little bit about the current activity we've seen from our users and customers?
Thanks, Adam. Just in terms of activity, right, we are seeing tremendous growth for devices that are currently being brought to Azure AD. If you just look at the monthly active devices, we are at about 57 plus million devices today that are active. This is like 45% growth that we have seen over the last quarter, and we continue to see this momentum going forward. In terms of the active tenants, customers who are bringing their devices to Azure AD, we're at like 2.6 plus million tenants. Again, a growth of about 8% over the last quarter. And third thing, which is a key area for us, which is devices and how they can be used with conditional access. Here, this is again an area where we see tremendous growth. We are grown at like 40% since last quarter. We are at like 8.5 million plus devices today that are using device-based conditional access. And I'm going to, as we discuss, I'm going to show you some demos on these capabilities and what this all means for both bringing devices to Azure AD as well as co-management.
And why in general would someone want to bring devices into Azure Active Directory?
Great question. So just like, you know, why should someone care about bringing their devices, right? In a similar way, like you sort of mentioned earlier, in a similar way to a user, device as an identity is becoming increasingly important. In this era of digital transformation, there are devices, people connecting from remote places, different types of devices. And in all of this, it becomes super critical for you as the administrator to go and both protect and secure your data, corporate resources, as well as make your end users productive, right? So when we think about the value that bringing devices to Azure AD, we group it up across these three pillars. One is the access control and identity protection. This is where things like conditional-based access plays a huge role, giving the administrators and our customers the ability to really protect their resources. There's also a scenario, a feature we have called Azure AD Identity Protection, which is through our machine learning. We have all the signals that come in on a daily basis to our system where we can predict the riskiness for user sign-ins, devices, location, and based on that, give the ability and control to the admin to decide should a user be allowed to access your corporate resource or not. Again, this is a huge, huge benefit that you get by just bringing devices and getting cloud connected. The second pillar is all about ease of deployment and management. This is where co-management plays a huge role, right? This is where we want to make sure our customers start to realize the value that they get by connecting to the cloud. Things like autopilot, bulk provisioning, self-service deployment. This is all modern provisioning, which allows our customers to provision Windows 10 devices in a much modern way, as well as save cost as they're doing so. Co-management, again, which is sort of the key emphasis for this topic, is where you have both Configuration Manager as well as Intune, and now we can see how devices whether they are hybrid Azure AD Join or Azure AD Join, can be used by these two platforms to be managed in a simpler way. And we have additional experiences in Azure AD Portal that allow you to also manage device identities. And lastly, which is another key area, is around seamlessness, security, and productivity for your end users, which is a key goal for almost every customer that we talk to, right? This is where scenarios like single sign-on, right, where you don't have to really key in your password every time you go and access a cloud resource. Things like both single sign-on for on-premises resources as well as for cloud resources. We also have good passwordless solutions where, again, this is our sort of journey towards passwordless. We want our customers to not require to enter passwords every time they're trying to access certain applications. We have sign-in methods which allow you to sign in without requiring passwords, things like Windows Hello for Business. We have Microsoft Authenticator application, and we're also soon going to be announcing a preview for FIDO. With Windows Hello, again, we are seeing tremendous interest as well as growth. We are already at like 50 plus million users that are currently enabled with Windows Hello, and more than like 6,000 enterprise customers who are also deployed Windows Hello. So again, this is not an exhaustive set, but sort of gives you the idea of why one should care about bringing their devices to Azure AD.
And I think it makes sense, and it's consistent with what we've said before. Really, the scalability, the security, and the seamless access that's unlocked, the productivity at a user level that's unlocked by connecting to the cloud, driving your identities and devices from there, is exactly the benefits that we would see our customers be driven. So how exactly, or what are some options in terms of adding devices to Azure AD? How would someone go about doing this?
Great question. So I'm going to be showing some demos, but before I go into that, I just want to quickly give a primer on what are the different device states that we have in Azure AD. And let me start off with the first one, the simplest one, which is Azure AD Join. This is a state where the device is solely joined to your Azure AD tenant. It has your Azure AD tenant is a sole authority on the device. This is not joined to your on-premises infrastructure like your Active Directory. However, in this state, the device continues to still have access to both your cloud resources as well as your on-premises resources. That's a key point. A lot of customers have a tendency to feel like if I have my devices be joined to Azure AD, I'm going to lose access to my on-premises resources, and that's not the case, right? We do have devices with Azure AD Join have access to your on-premises resources as well. The next state is your hybrid Azure AD Join, and this is going to be more common for a lot of our customers who have had on-premises infrastructure like Active Directory, have had devices that have joined on-premises domain. This is a state for those customers who want to also bring their devices to Azure AD. In this state, what we do is the device has a sole trust that is established with its on-premises Active Directory. Along with that, it also registers and creates an identity in Azure AD. So this is sort of the state which is referred as hybrid Azure AD Join. And a key point here, and you'll see in the demo, is hybrid Azure AD Join is seamless. By that, I mean the end user does not have to really do anything per se to get their devices to do a hybrid Azure AD Join. There are some prerequisites. We'll talk about that as we show the demo. Once the admin has set the necessary configuration, the devices will seamlessly go ahead and do a hybrid Azure AD Join. And the third state, which again, we will not talk about it today, but this is largely meant for your personal Windows devices as well as your non-Windows platforms like your iOSs and Androids to be able to bring their identities into Azure AD. So that's referred as Azure AD Registered.
Great. And so it sounds like we have a few options for customers depending on the Windows version of the machine, if it's been joined already to an on-prem directory. Thanks, Sandy. Please check out the companion blog for this video. For more on the Co-Management Blastoff series, we have a whole series of blogs. You can also visit more on co-management in general at aka.ms/co-management. Thanks.
Thank you.